Hi, Unpackers. Want to thank you to coming back to another episode. And remember, whatever you hear, Tay and I are simply providing a perspective. Neither of us are professionals. We expect for you to, you know, reach out to certified professionals if you need the help. And this is simply our perspective. If you hear an interaction that reminds you of yourself, then just know it comes from grace. And if you would like to come on and unpack it with us, you have an open invitation. You can find our pages on unpacking.your.ish on most social media. And if you'd like to support our work, you can do that through paypal.me/unpacking.your.ish. Again, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for listening, and let's unpack. Hello, Unpackers. Welcome to the first show of our new season of our new year, 2023.
Woo-hoo!
I know, I told 2023 when it came in that I needed to come in and I have some sense this year.
Like, walk in a straight line.
Right, be different from your siblings, please, and thank you. But again, this is
Yeah, and this is Reese. And yes, this is our first episode of season two, 2023. Woo woo. Yes, 23 and me. Here we go. So, yes.
The year flew by. I mean, I can't even. It just flew. Did it fly for you?
For me, well, I started 2022 with being unemployed, so it was not flying for me. It was anxious. It was like, oh my God, how am I gonna survive? How am I gonna live? How can I live without money?
Yes. Right. Still hadn't mastered that goal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, it went by really fast.
Yeah.
I had a lot of hits between 2019, actually, all the way up until 2022. So everything has just been kind of flying. These things are just kind of meshing together. So okay. I want to enjoy this year. Slow it down a little bit.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping that for you. Yep. And so our title for this episode is New Year, New Who.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about, you know, everyone is making resolutions. Well, not everyone, but many people are.
And so, just went crazy.
Did you go today? Was it busy? Oh, you
I
didn't go. You didn't go yet.
Because I said I'm going to start with my regular schedule when we go back.
I've been on a fitness journey for the last couple of years, and I do know that in 2020, when I went to the gym and I'd been going months and no one was there, I was mad that somebody was on my treadmill and I'm like, come on. Cause when this is apartment gym, so it's, you know, like it's bare. I can always go at 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, no one's there. And then to go there and there's somebody, please.
That's how it's gonna be for the next few weeks.
Exactly. Till February. Yeah, about February, people.
You can until February. I can until like mid-January.
No, normally people can around February, you know. But yes.
Don't worry, gym goers. They'll go back to normal.
They'll go away. They'll go away. But yes, but wish them well. Hopefully they don't, you know, encourage them. It should be a welcoming. But yeah, so we want to talk about how are you approaching this new year? Because we do look to reset.
Right.
And that is great. But how can we... or what's our approaches, or what have we seen the work for us, or how are we approaching this year?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you, well, I guess I can start.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Take the mic. So for me, I would say for the last few years, I've never really been a resolution person.
Okay.
What I have done is basically have a theme, like a motto that I want to use for the year, because that to me is about setting intention. How do I want to show up throughout the year? And so I know it's something I've been doing since 2018, and that one was really memorable. Fearlessly authentic, authentically fearless was the motto. And I pushed myself to, basically do things that I always wanted to do and I was too afraid to do. And so I went skydiving that year.
Yeah.
I I did stand-up comedy. I got my first, I got a piercing, a nose piercing. You know, just basically anything and everything I wanted to push myself to do. I auditioned for a play, and I grew so much from that. And I got a part in that play, too. So that's really been my goal. Last year, it was embracing exploration. So, you know, leaning into, like, who am I and, you know, new experiences. And this year, I've really been focusing on the idea of radical acceptance. And what that means to me is, first, there's so much criticism and judgment and that I have felt. So it's accepting myself. You know, I'm a human being. And yes, we do self-help, you know, personal growth stuff
Sure.
However, we don't need to be fixed. We're human. You're okay. Where you are in your journey is okay. And so acceptance, radical acceptance to me is simply saying, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. And people are okay where they are in their journey. And, you know, for me, again, it's language is important. So a lot of times we talk about like who we are, who people are. And right. So for me, it's, I'm trying to shift that to where people are.
I like that.
Where you are as a location, your location can always change.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, but where they are, that means you're there. I'm here. That's fine.
Right.
I can appreciate that's where you are. Exactly. I will leave you where you are and I'm going to continue to go where I'm going.
I know. I think that's where where you're saying radical. I think that's where I'm like, okay, because for me, like the idea of, okay, you're here, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Yeah.
Now you have to have the courage to say, and because you're there and I'm here, this is not for me. This is
exactly.
Not serving me. I need to move on. A lot of people have that trouble with that.
And I think here's the thing. The reality is, you know, that where, that can be in certain areas and you have to decide the value of it. Just talk about the compartmentalization that we're talking about, like where you're,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Your family, your friends, etc.
Yeah.
In every relationship you have, there is going to be an imbalance, period, because there are different human beings.
Exactly.
So there's going to be some places where your partner is going to be like, oh my gosh, why aren't you here with me?
Right.
And there are going to be some places where you're going to be like, oh my gosh, why aren't you here with me? And then they're going to say, where you are at the same place. So you have to decide, okay, wait a minute. Is it 8 out of 10? Is it like, where do you draw the line of, there are too many places where we're too far apart.
I love that.
And there is zero, you know, it would take you too long to walk that mile.
Right.
You know, I'm doing a 10-minute mile, and my partner's doing a 3-minute mile. They may not want to wait for me, and that's fine.
That's okay. That's right. I always, pros and cons always help me make decisions like that. And I will still, y'all, seriously, sit down with my little legal pad, draw a line in the middle, and put pros and cons about situations. And I've done that with relationships.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you have to, like you said, weigh it out. 8 out of 10 and cool with you?
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking like if you're at 5? If you're only getting half of what you want? You really have to weigh those things out and figure it out for yourself and act on it. Don't just know that it's not serving you and stay.
Agreed.
Hoping something will change. Act on it.
Yep.
You know? Or if your decision is, I'm going to wait for something to change, accept it.
Yeah. And so that's, for me, is, again, accepting myself, accepting people, accepting situations, not as, I think we can often have these filters of what we want it to be, or again, it's worse than we think it is, or it's better than, no, this is what's happening.
Right.
And so let me make an informed decision. What do I want based on the reality here? Let me just accept it. This happened. Now, what do I want to do with it?
Right. I like that. Radical acceptance.
Yeah. So that is my theme for 2023. Just accepting. And so And I want people in my life to feel less judgment. You know, like, I ain't trying to bring it to you. I'm not. You get to be who you are. You be where you are.
Right.
If you're not calling me back, that is fine.
Right.
I'm trying. Don't take stuff so personal.
Right.
Like, for example, there is a really good friend. I enjoy spending time with him. You know, we've talked about connecting and, And it just hadn't happened, mm-hmm. primarily because it seems like, you know, whenever the time comes, he's not there for some reason.
Right.
I'm not taking that personally.
Right.
Because I don't know what's going on in his inner world. All I can do is I have affection for him. I know I haven't done anything to him. So I'm doing me. And should the time come back for us to, like, you know, we can reconnect and it works, I'll accept that. And I'm not going to ask, like, oh, where are you? I'm like, how are you been? What's going on? Because I care.
I love that you're that type of woman. Being women, I don't mean to stereotype us. But sometimes when we have friends, there are expectations. And the expectations can become somewhat a burden. And I am, Maurice knows this about me, I don't do well when something becomes an obligation. So when something becomes an obligation, I will shut down. And a lot of my, some of my friendships with females that I've had in the past have turned out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually was no longer friends with them because I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
It didn't work for me. I don't like that. So I love what you're saying. And a lot of people, some people will appreciate it. Some people will let their own guilt talk them out of a good friend.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, it's not, just believe in grace. You never know what's going on in someone's life. And if they've decided that something else is a priority to them,
mm-hmm.
that's fine. That's growth.
Exactly.
Go grow, baby. I'm growing.
Oh my God.
Like, if you, often, here's the thing. You are too wrapped up in other people's lives. You're not living your own.
Exactly.
Live your life.
Yes.
Be fulfilled. And if a friendship is really, really important, have the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, sit down and be like, hey, let's talk.
Yeah. For the ones that are worth it, definitely. Yeah, do that.
Okay, so that's my 23, what I'm, you know, thinking about heading into this year. How about you?
I don't know. I'm kind of, when I was approaching the new year and then my birthday, I had a great, wonderful, excellent time. The whole month of December was amazing. I got to spend time, hang out, have fun with a lot of good friends and some family. So coming to the new year, for me, was just kind of like, this is what I want. I want the freedom to be able to do what I want.
Yeah, I hear you.
I know Reese and I have talked about this before. I might have said it before, but being a single parent with two small children, a lot of things are shut down, and you have to do what you have to do for those kids.
Yeah.
And then we went through some different things, which caused me to have to go almost backwards to where I was, supervising as though they were little children. Well, one was a little child again. And so because of that, I just want this freedom. I have really loved being able to go and do what I want to do, don't do what I don't want to do, be very honest and open with people about, that doesn't work for me. I don't want to do that. Like, there's been this freedom that I just recently found, and I'm loving it.
Okay.
And so, like, for me, I want that to continue for me. I have a couple of blockades in the way, but I think once those things are, calmed, or once I get away from those situations, I feel like I'll be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've really just enjoyed writing my own script, following my own path. I don't feel obligated or that I have to do anything. Because I've been obligated to something for such a long time.
Mm.
Not that my children, I love them. They are my lights. But at the same time, if you're a single parent or if you are a child of a single parent or whatever, you know that your parents have to shut stuff if they're good. If they're parents that care, they're going to shut themselves down to make sure that you thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And so coming out of that, my goal is just to be free. I think freedom has been a huge for me.
Now, are you, because again, if you have listened to our first season, we talk about separating things up and having goals. Are you thinking about a goal for anything, or how do you achieve this freedom?
That's the crazy thing. I feel like setting a goal would kill the idea of freedom.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with it. Listen, again, like we talked about last season, you need to know where you are,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes, and who you are, and nothing nothing is set in stone. Everyone's life is different. Yes. And some people might say, oh, well, if you don't set a goal, like, there's no accountability, yada, yada, kind of wishy-washy. But again, you need to know what works best for you. Right. And if having more freedom and control mm-hmm. means, like, hey, I'm being less structured, yes. that's okay.
Right. That's a great way to put it. I definitely want less structure right now. Mm-hmm. Right now, I understand that at 42, mm-hmm. yeah, that you can only play that game for so long. You know? Yeah. So what? You missed your 20s to be able to be unstructured. Get over it.
No.
Realize that this is a short term.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
And so for me, I just want to enjoy it for a little while. But in that, like, that's, I guess it, when we compartmentalize, I guess that would be more like my, what were some of the categories we talked about? Like my personal goal for yeah. myself, my personal part. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like as far as like finances, jobs, stuff like that, I definitely have some goals there.
Okay.
Some things that I would like to work on within myself, but I think more like my personal, my enjoyment, you know, fitness, all those things. Mm-hmm. I just kind of want to do them as they come.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's good.
Yeah, and just kind of see what my results are.
I hear
in
you.
Chaos, because it is kind of chaotic to me when I think about where I want my year to go.
Yeah.
It feels like chaos.
Hmm.
But it, like you said, I'm in control of that chaos.
Okay.
And I state what happens, what doesn't happen. I make those decisions. And mm-hmm. so it's chaotic control.
Hey, there's again, like, well, explain chaos. Like, what do you mean? It's just like,
it's
what?
Like unstructured.
Unstructured,
I'm not used
okay.
to living unstructured.
Okay, okay.
I've always been very,
very structured in time. Okay.
But in the past few years, I had to learn
mm-hmm.
that you can plan, you mm-hmm. can be structured. Is it structured? You can have as many plans as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then something happens.
Yeah, that is
and
true.
And you have no control, and all those things you planned are out the window.
That is true.
And yeah. so I think that I've kind of learned to embrace the just way that I have to do things now.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. And I think what's important, especially as we talk about, you know, New Year's or changing and transformation, I think there's a post that I just saw. It says that, you know, at 12 o'clock, it may be a new year, but that doesn't mean everything in your life changes.
Right.
Like change, you have to show up with that change. And I think the most important thing from my perspective is remembering, again, you don't need to be fixed.
Right.
You need to be understood.
Right.
Understanding how you work and how you navigate change successfully. Yeah. That's the difference, because a lot of times, you know, if you're listening to us or reading books or things like that, you can feel the shame yeah. or like, oh, I'm not good enough. You're not going to be able to do anything if you're beating yourself up all the time. So simply say, wait a minute, I'd like to do this. This is, I'm struggling. Ask for help.
Right.
You know, seek out help.
Right.
Talk to people. Then you look at a book. And you're like,
yes.
wait, what is the struggle here? You do the inner work,
right.
and then you'll find the change that
right.
you need. I think for me, I would say definitely 2020 was so helpful for that, because
yeah.
I started to just look inward and had so much time being alone.
So much time.
but so I just would encourage anyone that's trying to make any type of change. That one, start with giving yourself grace.
Yes.
You know, I'm a broken record. I say that all the time. Don't be so hard on yourself. And then just try to understand yourself.
Yes.
You know, what's kept you from, you know, doing that budgeting, or what's
yes.
kept you
yes.
in a job that you've disliked. And then once you identify that feeling that you've tried to, that you're trying to comfort or run away from, face it.
Yes, absolutely. And then you can set realistic, smart goals, you
yeah.
know, because if you don't know, for example, if you've never budgeted a day in your life and then you write this strict, crazy budget, be real with yourself.
Yes.
You know, be real with yourself and understand that, okay, I am going to stop at Starbucks every day and get that cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what you're going to do, put in your budget.
Yeah.
You know, like, be realistic with yourself, because, and that's why the most important part is knowing yourself, knowing where you fell short, or what you feel like you fell short, because you may not even have fallen short. You may just not have been educated or knew or was even aware.
And you're always, here's the thing, if you're trying, you are starting from experience.
Yes.
So just keep trying. I think for me, I've had a fitness goal for like several years. And at one point, I think I've tracked it on my Noom app, but I was at 2019. I was at 215 pounds.
Okay.
And actually, there's a picture from 2018 that I posted on Instagram. I was at 187 pounds.
Okay.
2019, I was at 205 pounds. 2020, I ended up being at 215 pounds. Mm-hmm. 215. Then I went down, was doing really well, Ended up having some drama at work.
Yeah.
I was at 215 again. Started to come down. And then August of this year, I was at 215. And now I am at 189. So, but it took years to get that. And my goal is 175. So, again, I'm not starting from failure. Like, oh my gosh. If I saw every time I got back up to 215, I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah. I'm just horrible. No, I had the experience. I knew what I needed to do. I knew I could lose weight. I knew how to lose weight. So, I just got back on it and said, okay, let's, we're starting here.
Exactly.
And now I'm at a better place, because what I have learned is definitely emotional trauma, really around work sometimes, definitely throws me off my game.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's where, like, financial stability is really important. but I'm at a place where I'm trying to, okay, how do I show resilience if something like that happens in the future? You know, so I'm not completely knocked off my game, you know?
I respect that, because that's really good. Like, that's a really good point. Because I always wonder, why do people use that new year as a reset? Like, you could use your birthday.
Yeah, you could, exactly. And I think, and that's, that is the point. Like, every day is an opportunity.
Exactly.
To reset.
We don't have to wait.
Yes. Don't wait 365.
No.
Don't feel like, oh my gosh, I started out really good. And again, we're talking about people in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You start in the gym and you only made it to January, to the end of, beginning of February.
Yeah.
And then you stop. Okay.
Right.
Get back on
Go
it.
Go back if you want to.
And
that's it.
Whether it's February 28th or August 30th when you start again.
Right.
Just start again.
As long as you start, you're doing something.
Exactly.
Yeah. I feel December, I went crazy. I did what I wanted to do. I ate how I wanted to eat. Our gym was closed down for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because of some legal issues. But
what?
Our gym had a peeping Tom.
Oh, I didn't know
it
that.
It was insane. It was crazy because the guy actually filmed the person watching him. Insane.
Wow.
Whole investigation. Our gym shut down for a little bit. Reopen now.
Okay.
But there are several other places I could have gone.
Mm-hmm.
I could walk the neighborhood if I wanted to. But I chose to say, okay, December, I'm doing what I want. And so, yeah, December, I got off my track a little bit. Maybe gained back like 2-3 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
Because like you said, I know in the past I've lost 60 pounds. Like, I've lost large amounts of weight. So, mm-hmm. I know what to do.
Exactly.
It's just a matter of doing. So, yeah. I don't have that guilt anymore. That definitely died a while ago.
Yeah. Good. Well, anything else that you can, so again, new year, new who, like, you are okay.
Yeah, you're fine. You're perfect just the way you are.
Yeah.
And if there are things you want to improve or change or do differently or not do anymore, completely up to you.
Yes.
And you don't have to wait till December 31st to let that happen.
Don't do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Try every day. Every day is an opportunity to reset.
Absolutely.
And, you know, check in with your goals or where you want to be. And then I think one other thing I will mention is just, you know, don't try to do too much of anything.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, again, someone, a financial expert, advice counselor, she said, if you don't try to fix all your financial problems at one time, you know, again, don't try to fix every area of your life at one time.
Right.
Focus on one thing.
Yeah.
What's the most important thing to you?
Exactly.
Like, is it finance? Is it relationships? Is it, you know, that compartmentalization is helpful.
Yeah.
So instead of playing whack-a-mole with every little thing, decide what is the most important thing to you. And it may not be the thing that you're struggling with most.
Exactly.
That's fine. Like, your finances could be the worst thing, but you're like, you know, I really want to focus on my relationship. Then do that. It's your life. You know?
There's no wrong way to approach it.
Yes. You can be evicted, but you need a man. And that's important to you. I go knock it. Your landlord will be upset. He'll knock it, but I'm not.
I might lose his side. On the other hand, remember, his is radical acceptance. Mine is freedom. Some people are free to make that choice. And that's what you chose.
And I'm going to accept it. That's where you are. You're there. I'll celebrate you, friend. And I'll come to your wedding. Shoot.
Wow, you live in your car. I can't. Oh my god. Yeah. All right, see what kind of year this is gonna
yeah.
be.
Oh Lord. Yes. I can't believe you said that. The current wedding. Oh Lord. Now I'm picturing a wedding in a
imagine
like,
it.
Exactly. I picture somewhere. Yeah, it probably is.
It's probably happening somewhere right now.
Yes, under house people getting married. Again, they everyone needs love.
Everybody.
Yes.
It's okay.
Now I feel like I should go, you know, when they're asking for money, be like, can I help you find love?
Yeah, there's a sheep. On the other side. Just the looker.
Okay. No. Okay.
Sorry,
yes. Yes. Yes.
We don't mean it.
Oh gosh.
Bit.
Yes. Oh Lord. Oh gosh. Okay.
Well, the package has been great.
Yes, it has been
wonderful.
It's been. Oh gosh. Yes. Okay, so we will that is the end of our episode.
Yeah, and happy new year.
Yeah, happy new year again. We wish you well if you decide to do resolutions or not. But again, I'm Reese.
And I'm Tay.
Bye.
Bye.